sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Talk some football here in this fourth and final hour, including this tweet from Mike Giardi, NBC Sports Boston. He tweets out 2 minutes ago, source can confirm, at Scott Zolak report, that Tom Brady was not working out at TB12 during his recent spate of OTAs. Again, I would ask, and maybe I'll text him, does this mean he was just not working out, or does it mean that there's a possibility that he was there? What's that mean?
Well, it's the thought of the timing of the report was that he and the tight end were working out while his teammates were working out and going through actual plays. We sat here during our show yesterday and ran with that and talked about that.
Okay, but he said Rob Gronkowski, on the other hand, has been working out at TB12.
Getting his workout in, yes.
He says Malcolm Mitchell also. Malcolm Mitchell was at the first day of Phase 3. He was not there yesterday. Does that mean that he, without permission, didn't go to Phase 3 practice yesterday and instead was at TB12?
No, he's been getting extra stuff there. He, along with other players. He's been going there for a while.
Like after work or before work?
He's not getting excused from Patriots-related activities to go up there. He's going on his own.
That would be a twist to the story if Belichick let him go there during OTAs.
Got a brand new open relationship. Everything, Jim, it is good, right? Things are good.
That'd be a twist.
Good. Kind of good. Not great. Good. Things are good.
Good. Things are good. But that's what we've got. That's the latest. There's that, and there's also this news in the NFL. They have adopted a new anthem policy. And let me summarize it for you quickly. If you are on the sideline during the national anthem, you must stand. If you... excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine. You know, and if you're out there, you're going to stand.
If you don't want to be on the sideline, you don't want to be out there for the anthem, you may remain in the locker room.
I think that's a good rule.
There will be no more public protesting of the national anthem allowed in the NFL.
And if you're out there and you don't stand, you are subject to be fined.
The team can be fined.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's a good rule. Because if you're going to be alone out there and you don't want to be seen doing it, you could stay in. Or if you're against the anthem, you stay in the locker room. Now, what this also does, it keeps you away from your team, too. If you're making adjustments and you're talking, and that does happen up until game time. I mean, you're ready to go. But say, okay, you're getting ready. Okay, we got the anthem. We flipped the coin. Where's so-and-so? Are they still inside? Well, who's going to bring them out? We're waiting. Let's go. We're on kick. You know, you got to be a little bit more organized. This is what it's going to do for teams prior to the start of games. But you better have your bleep in order 20 minutes earlier than regular. That's all. Because if you got guys on kick coverage units, kick return units, you need to know, well, where's he at? Are they running in? Are they running out? It's going to be tougher on the road, too, because what they do on the road is they make the visiting locker room a little more difficult to get to. Like Patriots at the home games, what do? They could come right out of the middle. There's a door right there where Mr. Hotfingers used to hang out.
Right.
The bathroom, right behind the 50.
Sure.
Visiting teams got to run all the way across the field. You got to go down a corridor. You got to bang the left, and you got to go down inside the locker room.
But this absolves the NFL from any bad guy look they would get.
They're cleaning themselves up
from fining a player for kneeling or doing whatever during the anthem because they're going to fine the team.
Or well, making the player stand against his will.
They're putting it on the team.
I don't think that's what they're doing either, though. I think the focus here is that they eliminate the imagery of it. There's no video. There's no pictures anymore.
Right.
They don't have that image of guys on their knees on the sideline. How many times have you seen a still shot or video of Colin Kaepernick on one knee on ESPN?
Look at the
or
backlash.
Any other network. But there will be no new images of that created in the NFL.
But as they're discussing this and they're figuring out what to do, which, by the way, I don't think they had to do anything.
I don't think
it had to be addressed. I think the story had kind of...
It was going away.
It kind of went away, and guys, there are some players who still probably wish to do it, and we're not... I mean, if you want to, we can argue whether or not they should be allowed to express themselves in an otherwise private work environment. I mean, they're working for essentially a private company. They're in companies can make their own rules. That's all. That's all. I think a different conversation. The NFL has decided they want to get rid of this, and in order to get rid of it, they are not going to go after Colin Kaepernick. They're not going to go after a player for doing it.
Right.
They're going to find the team. So they're going to make it incumbent upon the team to say, hey, we don't want to pay these fines. So don't do this. You're going to get in trouble with the team. The teams will be in trouble, not the players, because the NFL would look in the minds of people who want to support this and say players have every right to do this. It's going to look like they're persecuting individuals and individual freedoms.
Well, they also
like,
have a
we're not
right.
We're not doing that. We're fighting the teams.
That's a loophole. It's a good loophole that they're using to their benefit, and they're also
You don't think that was discussed? Like, if anybody said, we got to start finding these players. No. We can't find the players. Well, what if we find the teams?
Also, you'd probably have to go to the bargaining table with the union and say, you know, this is not in the agreement, but we want it to be in the agreement or something along those lines. They'd have to run it by the union.
I mean, the NFLPA has weighed in on this, too, saying we weren't consulted on this.
Well, of course they weren't, because they did it without you, and that's how.
Bingo. It's like, well, this wasn't anything to do with the players' rights. This is teams. This is this rule against teams.
We're the teams. We're the ones that are going to pay salaries. We're the ones that are going to make the rules.
Right.
It's your law. It's your collective bargaining. It's everything that goes into it. And based on when all these tweets started to come out yesterday, and it's not like this got done in 5 minutes. It seems like they burned a lot of time, specifically on this and these new launching rules and head targeting, which is great and more confusing for me. Because they put out these videos, did the league. And you want to get into that a little bit next?
What?
The targeting with the head for offensive players and what's illegal and what's going to be flagged and what's a penalty now. Because I'm still confused. Because the video that they showed is still what was already known, launching. You can't lead with the head. Helmet to helmet.
I'm having a hard time giving a damn about these new helmet rules until there's actual games to be seen.
Wait until they screw up a call.
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Wait.
I can't bring myself to really be that interested in
who's
it until I see it play out on the field.
Who's going to have the balls to make the call in a tight game like that?
I don't know.
You know what, offense?
I don't know.
A center can't use top of your
helmet. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah. What's coming? Somebody's going to get bleeped on it, and it's not going to go.
Jim Mott is fired up today, Mike Florio, for suggesting that the three-point stance is going away. He's getting fired up about it. I had a conversation with him about it this morning. He's fired up.
Take out that three-point stance, man. You're going to have a lot of problems pointing out the mic and who's moving around and who's who. And I as a quarterback, wouldn't like that.
He's just inferring that this helmet rule is going to take the three-point stance out of the game.
We're going a little too far.
Disagree with
him. We're going a little too far here.
Okay.
If they outlaw it, that's one thing, but it's not just going to go away.
So was college football ruined by ejection, by the ejection rule that if you launch and leave with your head, boom, you're gone? Did that kill college football? I don't think so.
New anthem rules in the NFL. If you're on the sideline, you must be standing. If you don't want to be out there for the anthem, you don't have to be. You can wait back in the locker room. You can wait back off the field, out of sight, out of mind. That's what the NFL is going for with their new rules. We could talk Celtics tonight. Any Red Sox thoughts that are left over? We'll get to those as well here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Tom in New Hampshire has a reaction to the new anthem rule in the NFL. Tom.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
I'll make it quick. It's not necessarily the anthem, but it's more the owners and how mindlessly stupid they are. Like, I just can't stand it. Overall, it's actually ingenious what they did with this rule because they're not taking away individual rights, but they're basically telling the teams, either get your house in order or guess what? We're coming at you with a fine. And, oh, we don't want to get fined. Oh, we don't want the public backlash. But it's just the NFL can't get out of its own way, in my opinion. The owners just can't do the right thing every once. Just once in a while, I'd like them to focus on the massive issue of the sport, concussions. changing the rules, making things more about the sport, or things like the national anthem stance, making like, oh, look at what we're fixing here. Oh, be a fan of us. We're doing this. We're against this. We don't want the public backlash. We're a nice league. We're good people. You know, we stand proudly for the flag. Well, how about you focus on the issue of managing the concussions and the injuries?
Okay, but what about everything they've done this offseason, Tom? They've done a ton on that front.
It's still not enough, Beto. Like, to changing of the rules, like with the helmet thing. Like, I know Jim's going to get to it in a minute. I'll let Jim go off because I'm sure he's fired up. But you stop changing the rules to the point where you're affecting the play of the game. Get equipment. Pay for the equipment that is going to prevent these injuries, that is going to prevent these concussions.
There is none.
Instead of changing the rules. Stop changing the rules. I'm sick of it. They're killing. They're destroying the sport that I love.
You can't accuse them of not trying.
I am for collisions.
Make changes.
I am for violence in the game. I love the hard hits. I'm not for lowering the head and targeting and trying to go helmet to helmet to knock a guy out cold. I understand we got to eliminate that. I think they're doing as much as they can to take away those headshots that we all would watch on NFL Follies, you know, and all the NFL film stuff and sit there and. Look at that guy's head roll. Look, that guy gets up and he's all wobbly. They would put that to highlight reels. You can't do that anymore. I think they've done about as much as they can, which without us going as far as what Florio's talking about and what got Jim all's.
I'm fired up at Florio, not at the rule.
Right. So what's your problem with Florio?
He's basically saying linemen aren't skilled enough to not get into collisions coming off the line. Like, they're just going to roll over and bump into each other like big oafs. They have the ability to lift their neck up a little bit and have the helmet facing forward, right?
Okay, what are you going to do when the first pulling guard on one of those toss counters is coming around the end and he lowers his head and he tries to hit the guy the right way, but the defensive back turns, and next thing you know, he's getting flagged because he led with the crown of his helmet?
No, the part of the rule is intent, isn't it? Part of the rule is intent. So guys are going to hit helmets unintentionally.
What if his helmet hits square in the guy's chest? Is that illegal?
If his intent was to do that, yes. If he comes around the corner and puts his head down into the guy's chest, then that's illegal, right? Yeah.
Why is that illegal?
Here's why.
Because his intent was to use his helmet.
Yeah, you cannot use your helmet for anything anymore.
If it's an incidental, you know, helmet to helmet or helmet to chest, if he does not trying to and the defender moves, then it's not his fault.
Well, Mike Florio said is that the new rule, which does apply to offensive and defensive linemen, is an invitation to eliminate, as he put it, the three-point stance has become an invitation to violate the new helmet rule. Al Riverone said on Tuesday regarding offensive linemen, he's got to get his head up. They've got to have the head up. And the only way to get the head up is to never put it down. That's according to Mike Florio. That's the point
that Jim hates.
That part right
so,
there.
So, you played football for years and years and years. Do you agree with that?
I don't. I think you're going to have a lot on your plate trying to get this thing
straight.
They're
not just dumb animals playing offensive line, like, oh, I'm going to put my head down and just ram a guy. No, that's not what they do.
You should use your hands.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Because if you
why do we care how long Isaiah Wynn's arms are if he's not going to use them?
It's always been taught by really good offensive line coaches. If you can't see what you're blocking, you're not going to block the guy. You're doing it the wrong way. And it's the same thing to be said for a guy that's going to come up and duck. The kid from the New Orleans Saints that missed Stephon Diggs on the sideline. Did he have his head up?
No.
No. Completely ducked it. Staring at the ground.
So here's the guy.
You're a defensive lineman. But you're just going to let the guy keep running with his head down, grab the back of his jersey, and pull him back behind you. And
here's my
run
question, though. There is a ton of helmet-to-helmet contact on the line.
I know. That's the problem.
Who gets the blame in this now?
That's my question.
Are they going to throw flags on this?
It's great.
What are you doing?
It's great that the league could sit there, and I tweeted this video out at 6:30 this morning. It pissed me off. I'm sitting there, okay, the league's got this video out, and it's almost like the NHL, and they're going to show you specifically what's illegal. And this is great because they have one-on-one guys out in open field ducking their head. Okay, there's a launching. Well, that's already a rule. Can't lead with your head, can't launch. Helmet to helmet. There's helmet to helmet. Show me something in line play at the line of scrimmage. Where you got James Devlin coming up lowering his head. What if Brady goes in for a sneak? What's that nose guard supposed to do? stand up and push with his hands? Or is he going to duck his head and try and platoon underneath and use his head as a submerging technique? Or he's a submarine going up. That's what they teach.
What's Brady going to do on the sneak? He can't put his head down.
Can't put his head down.
They're not going to sneak anymore.
Well, they're going to tell him, go over the pile and just reach. There you go.
Oh, yeah, he's good
the
at
new
that.
Quarterback sneak is... He is. Diving over the top. He did against the Ravens. I mean... That's the part that frustrates me. You've given me evidence on videos to what is the new change.
Can I give you
a play? That's already a rule.
Can I give you a play from last year
that's
very well known?
Yeah.
And I just want to know how it's going to be called. The Ryan Shazier hit that he got hurt on.
Right.
Running
that's
backs.
A penalty on him.
Well, is it? The running back's head is down. The defensive player's head is down. Who do you blame there?
Well, Shazier.
Why?
It's going to be like a double technical situation?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. I'm like, what? Wait.
Well, I thought Shazier's helmet
hit him square in the back. It applies to both sides, and it's sort of the same thing as the offensive-defensive line. Okay, well, what if everyone does it? What if both sides? Do you penalize both? Is it offsetting?
And he's waiting for help, and they get the board out, and they carry him off. Oh, sorry, let me get that flag that you got flagged for as they're carrying you off. So not only did you hurt yourself, but now you got flagged for it.
He should have been flagged for that. I know it was. You guys were crazy. I thought I was crazy.
I thought you're crazy. Cause sometimes when we're little kids, they're teaching you to tackle with your face. Stick
it's
your
not
face
when
right
you were little
there.
Kids nowadays. No.
Stand at Jim. Thank you. 2018.
Check and so you know what you're going to be able to do in the booth this year? You're going to be able to say, "Oh, the Patriots just covered with those points right there without any issue." You couldn't do that 30 years ago either.
I'm guessing it would have been Shazier getting the penalty because even though the player is putting the helmet down, the offensive player is ducking the head. The ducked head never hit anybody. It was up too high. So I guess... So you can duck your head as long as you don't hit anybody with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just whiff like the Saints
player. Well, he didn't whiff. He just ducked. I mean, the offensive players that are about to get tackled have a tendency to sort of crouch.
Whew.
And Chase
isn't it? Isn't it the way that's worded to initiate contact with the helmet? Something like intent or initiate contact?
Because I'm going back and watching it, and the player was not as low as I thought he was.
Initiate is different than intent. Intent means you're trying to harm. Intent to me is you're using it as a weapon to harm. Initiate is not. They're like completely different. That's where it gets confusing. Man. Maybe it's all the same. I don't know.
Mario in the car with
Hi,
a Celtics item. Quickly, go ahead.
How you doing, guys? I was walking into Chipotle.
Nice. What are you getting?
And I saw Semi Ojeleye walking out, and I just thought it was funny. LeBron's reading in the garden right now.
We're going to get to headlines.
Should
I
ask
Hardy.
If he had a bowl or a burrito? Was he drinking? Was he on the carbs?
No.
Or was he not?
No. You thought it was funny. LeBron
was
is
funny.
Reading a book in the garden.
And
Semi's
eating a burrito.
Fat ass.
Sucking up to his GM eating at Chipotle. I like it.
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe Danny Ainge gives him like Chipotle black cards. You get unlimited. Hey, I like eating there. You guys are going to all eat there. Pre-game meal. Chipotle. Not bad.
Yeah, let's do those headlines now, please.
Mm-hmm. Sports Hub headlines.
I don't know. Game 5 tonight at the TD Garden. Series is tied at 2. Celtics, Cavaliers trying to earn a spot in the NBA Finals. So Sean Grady and Cedric Maxwell will bring us the latest. The Mindcast Celtics pregame show, 8 o'clock, right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Last night, Rockets over the Warriors. They got the win in Oakland, 95-92. So that series now also tied at 2 games each, and their Game 5 will happen tomorrow night in Houston. For the Red Sox, it was a 4-2 win over the Rays in Tampa last night. Here's what Alex Cora had to say about Chris Sale, Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr.
It's good. Good swing decisions. Hitting a span, actually. The last pitch, I guess it was a borderline pitch. One of those that it was a strike for them, a ball for us. But being able to find Barrow, hit the ball. That second hit was, I like that. You know, stay inside the ball, not too much movement. So, still working.
David Price will get the start tonight opposite Chris Archer. NFL owners have approved a new national anthem policy. Teams will be fined if a player or another member of the team, personnel-wise, doesn't show appropriate respect for the anthem. That includes any attempt to sit or kneel, but players will be allowed to stay in the locker room during the performance if they so choose. Headlines are brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors. Hello, New England's top choice for electrical contractors with over 30 locations and a mobile app. They have everything you need. Needco.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways coming up at 1:50 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Mike in West Roxbury wants to weigh in on the NFL and their issue with the national anthem and what they're dealing with. Mike, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I wanted to talk about the new NFL policy, which is going to be to penalize the team with a 15-yard penalty if someone kneels to the national anthem. And my point is that this is, you know, Trump has called up the NFL, made a big stink about this. So if he doesn't come out now and say that he supports the NFL and congratulate them on this decision because it's exactly what he wanted, I think it's really going to prove that he's in cahoots with Vince McMahon, and this is all a ploy just for the XFL to get some pub and take a shot at the NFL and try to boost up the XFL if he doesn't come out and support this decision on Twitter.
I don't see the XFL connection.
I don't see him supporting because you'll say, well, you gave him an out to stay inside the locker room. You've given him, you know, the space to go to. He's not going to do anything. You think he'll do anything? I mean, we're still here talking about this issue, really. I mean,
we're talking about the issue more now than what we would have been talking about it.
Because they didn't do anything, right? Now it's back up. Now it's resurfacing again. Where it seemed to sort of go away.
Not only that, this mode of protest or getting attention for issues.
I mean, the Colts think nobody's going to their games because of the national anthem
because
protest.
Because they're liars. But this type of protest will have and would have had less meaning, or not meaning, but I don't know. It wouldn't carry as much weight. It wouldn't be shocking anymore. The longer it went on, the less it had any sort of real impact or anyone paid significant attention to it. Right?
Yeah.
It become less effective.
I mean, I think guys openly made their statements, and then you learn to deal with the guys and understand what issues they had or they were trying to stress. It didn't seem like it really caught fire. And we're standing there at the Super Bowl, and every single person standing right across, right on the line, unified. Both teams. And this is in a year where it was open discussion, back and forth. And now here we are again. You've given it new life. I don't know.
We've not given it new life.
Never,
the league has given it new law.
I know.
Life.
It didn't,
by pursuing a rule on it.
It didn't bother me anymore. I didn't even want to discuss it or take calls.
You know what it is,
here
though?
They are, the releasing statement.
Is that it's bothering their owners.
It's bothering owners.
There are owners in that league that are bothered by it.
Yep. And the feedback that they're getting from their so-called fans. I mean, you have an Indianapolis Colts owner saying that people aren't going to the games. Not because of Jacoby Brissett starting 16.
Yeah, not because their team sucks.
Yeah. But, yeah, just all of a sudden, all the people in Indianapolis are proud flag toters. I don't know.
Right, because if the team was good, they still would be staying at home. Please. Not true.
Yep.
Not true at all. But the league is the one that's brought it back up. And there, I guess, you know, if they really feel like this was impacting them.
I guess it did. Now the players' union's releasing statements to counteract it. I mean, it's like, well, we weren't brought in to discuss this. No, because they're the owners. And now it's owners reasserting themselves. That's what it is.
Mike Francesa has a Twitter account now. Did you know that?
I did not know this. Yeah, I did. He said, don't bother me. Don't give me time with any garbage tweets.
He said, once again, the NFL shows no backbone, no courage, no conviction. This once great league has become a disgrace. It has become a disgrace. Is it that bad? I mean, well, in terms of the rights of the league, they have every right to do it. It's their league, their games, their employees.
I don't know. I'm more upset about a thing that actually affects what you, and it is head damage.
What are they not showing backbone about?
Yeah.
Francesa.
That they're probably not standing up to...
They're not making everybody stand, Hardy, is Francesa's point.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're giving... If you want to stay in, you stay in. But the guys are coming out, you guys are all going to stand for the national anthem. Francesa wants all 53 guys out there. Put them all up.
Francesa.
Make them all stand.
Sneaky bad at Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know. Tweet this when I do. I press in. Used to be 142 characters. Now it's, you know, write all this stuff.
No, he did not use it then, so he would have no idea about that number of characters. He would have no idea. I mean, so in your career, you didn't go out for the anthem. Maybe you did at the Super Bowl.
See, I can't
but
even
prior remember. Prior to 2009, there were the teams did not go on the field for the anthem.
I can't even remember that.
They weren't out there. You don't remember it because it didn't happen.
Which shows you, yeah.
You don't remember the anthem because you weren't out there for the anthem.
There you go.
The Super Bowl is when you would have teams out there on the field for the anthem.
I remember
that's why it was special.
Yeah. Yeah, and it became, you know what? This is a big damn event. Because, wow, we were out here. Look at this. Holy cow, we're out here. I remember, that's right. I remember captains used to have to go out early for the coin toss. Four captains go.
Yeah.
Ref would be waiting for them. Yep. You'd be down there, kneeling down, doing a prayer. Hey, guys, we need your captains. Let's go. Yep. You had to release your four captains. Go do coin toss. Yeah.
What if you're in mid-prayer?
Well, they would respectfully wait, and then let's go. Then we get, let's go. Come on. 7 o'clock.
Now everybody's out there.
Yep.
All good.
Very quickly, Beetle, did you see the end of the Golden State Houston game last night?
Yes.
Are you as scared as of those two teams? Say the Celtics win tonight, everybody seems to say you get a win in game five, you're gonna win the series. I mean, watching the end of that game and you're expecting James Harden and Steph Curry just to be throwing daggers and throwing it in, you know, like the bucket is the ocean from everywhere. Those guys couldn't hit a shot at the end of that game last night. Harden, Curry, they didn't look.
You saw Golden State's not running away with this thing?
Neither one of those teams looked unstoppable last night.
Yeah.
Especially in the fourth quarter.
Hardy, don't fool yourself.
I'm just saying, if you watch that game last night till the very end, you don't have fear in your heart of either one of those teams based on how that game ended last night.
I think the Celtics are going to win tonight. And I think by chance they do advance. And Golden State will be waiting there. I think they get
Golden
swept.
State in the fourth quarter last swept. Night. 3 of 18, 0 of 6 from 3 shooting in the fourth quarter.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not going to happen often.
Okay. Well, it happened last night on home court.
Man,
and now they got. And now they have.
Hit your dunks.
Now they're Cleveland going into Houston tomorrow night for game five.
You think
that's
Celtics...
not the position they wanted. They weren't trying to miss those shots.
Is this all in an effort to continue to push that the Celtics are the 0-4 Pistons? Is that what this is?
It's an interesting narrative. I think that could be continued after tonight.
Your officials tonight, Ken Maurer, Ed Molloy, Jason Phillips, Game 5 at the Garden. Today's takeaways on this show are next.
Next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That sweet, funky stuff.
All right. Time now for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of your Boston Red Sox.
Beetle Wait. Just put sunglasses on. It's very off-putting.
It's hot outside. Like. It's hot out, isn't it?
It's nice.
Sweaty.
Were you just outside?
Yeah. The break before.
20 minutes ago, you were outside.
Did you guys start your car?
No, I realized I parked somewhere different today.
Yeah, it's too far.
So everybody's got a takeaway today.
Yeah, except for Zoe.
Not me.
Everybody but Zoe has one. Let's start with this. Brad Stevens in his interview with us.
Yes.
We asked him, I asked him if he could possibly confirm a story that his neighbor had broken his wrist.
Should we start with the first question of the interview?
No, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
What's wrong with the first question?
Because there's going to be a theme that develops over the last few takeaways.
Okay, all right.
We'll start with Brad Stevens. Did your neighbor break his wrist, and therefore did you mow his lawn all last summer?
Absolutely not true.
It was a great story.
It was so much better.
It was a great story. We should have never asked you
about it. I know it's wrong, and that's why I didn't want to ask it. I knew it.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Fake news.
I might be contemplating our lineup and not announcing it, but I'm not going to tell a lie on both.
Okay. Well, okay. Right. Good job. Let's pose it this way to get the story back to being a good story. If your neighbor had broken his wrist and he needed some help with his landscaping, would you offer to cut his grass all summer for him?
For sure. Yeah.
Might as well be true.
Brad Stevens, good guy.
Says for sure. Really. Like, that's just classic good guy right there.
Brad Stevens, good dude.
For sure, dude.
Good dude. All right. You want to get to the first question of that interview?
You're in Cleveland. I was Cleveland.
It's become a real thing here on Zolak and Bertrand every week. Head coach of the Boston Celtics.
And this
Brad
was not
Stevens.
A joke today, right? This was Zoe trying.
This
today.
Was Zoe trying to come hold up with a good first question. And it's we let him practice for days sometimes, and this is what
we didn't practice enough today.
This is what he came up with.
Now we welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, joins us on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Last time we talked, you guys were up 2-0, and you're heading to Cleveland, and I'm not going to even ask you about Game 3, but
bad one.
Game 4 didn't start out too well. You guys responded well in Game 4. What do you take most out of what transition from Game 3 to 4 and how you can make some adjustments heading into this game early tonight?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't even know what the hell any of it means. What do you take most out of what transitioned from Game 3 to Game 4, and how does that apply to the starting Game 5 tonight? What did you want to know? Purpose of a question is to elicit information. What information were you trying to get from Brad Stevens?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much, he says.
Good. Last time we talked, you guys were up 2-0, and you're heading to Cleveland. And
you're upper 2-0.
It's like you're at the dentist to tell which tooth are we filling today?
Replay the
upper 2-0.
Replay it again. I will slap the tape sweat and grab your head.
Good. Last time we talked, you guys were upper 2-0, and you're heading to Cleveland. And I'm not going to even ask you about Game 3, but Game 4 didn't start out too well. You guys responded well in Game 4. What do you take most out of what transition from Game 3 to 4 and how you can make some adjustments heading into this game early tonight?
It's a good question, Zoe.
All right. Jim and Tom have takeaways today?
Yes.
Zoe just saw something on the TV or on his computer or something and just got excited during the Celtics talk.
Oh, Zoe's leaving. Zoe's pissed.
Zoe left the studio. This has been the most important game played at the Garden in a while for the Celtics. Mm. The same way it's the most important game being played for these players or for Brad Stevens. When was the last time you had a game that was this big, this important in a tied series this late in the playoffs? It's been years.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's going to feel good.
Ooh.
It's going to feel good to get back on that.
NFL just announced something.
Oh, what's that?
Regarding the NFL draft next year.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's going to Nashville.
Okay, well.
Well, it's going to Nashville. That's good. When he said that, I thought it was going to be some sort of breaking news.
I thought it was
something major. Draft is going to Nashville.
Zoe really wants to leave, but he can't find his phone. So he can't leave. So he came back down. He said, I might as well sit here in the studio and finish the show.
Where'd it go? I don't know. It's probably outside somewhere.
Should we call it? You want us to call
for you?
Do you leave in the bathroom again?
Probably.
Check the bathroom.
Go ahead.
I don't have a takeaway.
Tom does.
Tom, what's your takeaway today?
It's Zoe singing.
Oh,
good.
And the moon. Lease up the moon.
All that you bought today. Slamming at the fire. Hours and hours up the moon in the
There's the moon
sky.
Again. There it is. Never fails.
long for you, only for me. Nailed it.
What song was that?
Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can hear it.
There's no moon in there, though. No.
There is when Zoe's singing it.
It's for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. For me,
sup the moon in the sky.
There's the moon again. Lease up the moon.
Lease up the moon.
Lease it up. Lease it all up.
Zoe's really pissed. He's not enjoying this.
I'm fine.
He's mad at us.
We called your phone back here, by the way. No, we don't hear it ringing.
So it didn't ring in here, obviously. So it's not in the room with us. So it's probably outside. You nervous? You nervous you lost it?
No.
Okay. Felger, Maz are at the Garden today.
Not yet. I'm looking at the monitor right now. No Felger, no Maz. Big Jim Murray.
Big Jim is there. He'll handle it.
Okay.
I would tend to think, based on the weather out there and the attractiveness of this city, people would head in early for the game. So you probably have a lot of traffic around the Garden at this point, which makes it difficult to get there around 2.
Hey, you know the garage across the street that we...
Is that open?
No. They're tearing it down.
Construction
going on right now. They're tearing it down this week.
Well, a lot of people.
So you're saying the back
there
way in.
A lot of events.
Well, it closed. We knew that. It closed weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know it closed.
Yeah, that was the problem with the garage, what being so full, is the one across the street is gone. They're building another. They're
really
building a skyscraper there. They're building a huge building. It's going to be like 40 stories tall.
People going to park?
I don't know. It's been going on for a month. People figured it out.
One Congress Street. Government Center Garage.
That garage has lost some spaces, too. Construction going on there.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put in your GPS.
Good day to get downtown, start drinking early.
Oh, there's Felger. They're ready to rock and roll. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Go Seas.